You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the weather is looking quite nice for this weekend so far. Who knows, we may get a cool change before then or not. That seems to be the way it's gone the last couple of weeks for the weekend. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. If you're keen to get out fishing, we've got your tips for you. Leon, how are you?
Jordan, I'm absolutely excellent, considering the weather patterns. Not much else to be happy about, but I'm happy about the weather. I think this lead-in to our summer is just the best time to be alive.
And with the lead into summer, what kind of fish are we seeing popping up?
It's really an interesting situation at the moment. I think some of our anglers, although they're used to it at the moment, going a little bit wider. I think Woods Point and then further deeper out from Woods Point Stick, you should be able to find yourself some nice-sized King George whiting. We did talk about trawling for snook last week, and that's still on with the Cocklespit area. Over the Barrow Beach area, that is a funny turn on the berry weed, you should be able to find some nice King George. The squid, those little ones that we were talking about 3 weeks ago now, should be just about ready to go. So if you wanted to have a float around by Cocklespit, you might be able to find yourself a couple of those fellas. And don't be deterred to actually have a crack at blue summer crab around the Checker Boy, Green Boy, all those little places. You should be able to find yourself a nice feed of new season crabs.
Right, and so they're still in season then?
Well, they go to the deeper waters, Jordan, and so those areas are deep gutter waters, so you probably have to need a little bit of rope and a little bit of weight on there to get your net down, but you will get crabs at this time of the year there.
How big do they normally get when they get deeper down?
Well, the crab boat usually, we're picking them up at 11 centimetres, but the crab boat usually gets bigger crabs than that because they're out at those winter grounds. So, you know, you probably go 13, 14 centimetres without a problem.
Right, so plenty of feed around then.
Plenty of them, they'll live and they'll march back into the shallows. But, you know, where we're tracking at the moment, we probably need to make sure we get them before they get back into the shallows.
No worries. Well, Leon, all the best with fishing this weekend. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. And if you're looking to go fishing this weekend, got the latest tips for you with Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm well.
So what are we looking forward to this weekend?
Yep, Wallaroo land-based anglers called Squid, Gar and Tommy's Point Riley Rocks. The marina's been a bit quiet, and that's probably because of the seals that have taken up residence in there. From the jetty, that's easy to get a feed of crab. There's good numbers of squid, and there's a few gar and tommies as well. From the beaches, a few yellowfin whiting just starting to show up. Boats out from Wallaroo found squid, tommies and gar over Point Riley Way. Whiting came from the middle ground and the boiler, and quite a few snook have been taken while trolling. From Moonta Bay and Port Hughes jetties, good numbers of squid are being caught early morning and late afternoon, being the prime time, but you still get a catch a feed during the day. There's some nice-sized tommies on dark with a few smaller fish during the day. The odd crab's being caught, but there's no big numbers starting to show up yet. And gar are just starting to show and should improve with the warmer weather. From the beaches, there's a few yellowfin whiting showing up, and I think bait fishers will get a few, but the lure fishers may struggle until it gets a bit warmer and they feed a bit more aggressively. Port Hughes boaters found King George in the bay on the corkweed or broken ground very early morning or late afternoon, and squid are basically on the same grounds. Whiting also came from the drops south of the Cape and out past the light, and there are reasonable numbers of squid coming from in shallow and out deep, so keep a jag over the side while you're fishing. Also starting to show out at the light, and there's a few snook out there feeding on them. It's all starting to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a good time of year for a bit of variety out there in the waters.
Yep.
No worries. Well, Brenton, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries.
That's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.